This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, former spokesman for the Iranian Parliament in exile. He's the man who first warned the Western world about Iran's latest attempt to acquire nuclear weapons, and he's the author of The Iran Threat. He joins us from Paris and is obviously with us to offer his latest assessment of the ongoing unrest in his home country. And Ali, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
What have you been able to learn, perhaps, that the rest of us haven't through the traditional media methods? What are your sources telling you, if you're able to be in touch with them, about what exactly is happening in Tehran and elsewhere around the country?
Yes. Today, in the second week of the uprisings in Iran, the clashes continued between the people and the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps and the state security forces, despite warnings, threats made by the Iran regime, and despite a call by the Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei asking every Iranian citizen not to participate in any kind of demonstrations in the streets. Again today in Tehran, there were a number of anti-government demonstrations, which was confronted very harshly by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. For instance, in the Seven-Tier Square, in central Tehran, as many as 70,000 people participated, mostly the youth, and the Revolutionary Guards came in. They used tear gas, they used helicopters, they even fired on the crowd. A number of people have been killed. I've received various reports. Dozens, I'm told, have been killed just today. And it's not just limited to Tehran. In other major capitals, in Tehran, Tabriz, Shiraz, and other cities, the demonstrations continue. The main slogan of the demonstrators is now "Death to Khamenei," which is one notch actually more focused on the Supreme Leader and on the entire system. It's either death to dictator or death to Khamenei. Clearly showing that the issue is no longer elections. The issue is now turned, evolved into the confrontation between the people on one side and the entirety of this regime on the other side, and they will not settle for anything less than the change of the regime. So in one word, if I want to sum it up, I think this is the beginning of the end of the Iran regime.
So we are absolutely seeing the full-throated unfolding of a revolution here, is what you're saying.
Absolutely, and it's so widespread. It's not, as I said, limited to a certain sector of society or a certain area or a certain city. It's in the capital. It's in, you know, bigger cities in the country, smaller cities. Even outside of Iran, in various capitals, the same voice is being echoed. I was present just this Saturday, on the same day that the major outburst and the defiance of the people against the Supreme Leader took place inside Iran, but also in Paris. As many as 90,000 Iranians were present in a huge hall outside Paris. And they resonated the message of the people in Iran who were demonstrating. And the keynote speaker was Mrs. Maryam Rajavi, a very charismatic, talented woman who spoke very powerfully, telling the Iranians that this is the beginning of the end of the Iran regime and asking the international community to be very, very firm and strong in condemning the Iran regime's atrocities, but also at the same time reaching out to the democracy movement in Iran, supporting those who were standing for democracy, basically criticizing the outside world, the foreign governments, for not taking the stand as the way they should do.
Ali, you said a moment ago you believe this revolution will succeed in toppling this government. How exactly will it do that, given that the current regime has all the military might at this point?
Well, I think there are two possible tracks that the regime might take from now on. Either the Supreme Leader would take the more confrontational, harsh track, which is, you know, coming with even more force, sheer force, and suppressing the dissent very harshly, which seems to be the more likely track that he's going to take. which I think, in my view, even if it might create some obstacles down the road, but it will further, engulf the demonstrations, it would further spread it, and the people will find ways of gathering in larger numbers and in confronting the Revolutionary Guards. And I don't think there is a way out of it for the regime. The other track that the Supreme Leader might take, which in my view is less likely, is to back down, at least to some certain extent, and you know, something to the effect that I heard your message, and I'm going to do certain changes with the intention of putting down the fire in the streets and among the younger generation, which in my view is not an option, because this will undermine the very Revolutionary Guards, the very core of the regime. It will undermine the authority of the Supreme Leader, which there is not much of it left anyway, and this will expedite the process of the disintegration of the regime, which would lead again to the collapse of the Iran regime. So I think either way the Supreme Leader goes, he's doomed.
Last 30 seconds, Ali, the United States posture. Should we be more vocal, or are we right to let it play out the way it is?
I think the United States should be much, much more vocal. I think the Obama administration should have rejected a long time ago the sham elections and condemned the killings. I think the Obama administration should waste no time in cutting off its relations, diplomatic relations with Tehran, impose sanctions, arms, diplomatic, technological, and oil sanctions on Tehran. Taking the case of the Iran regime's leaders, including Supreme Leader Khamenei and Ahmadinejad, to the International Court for Crime Against Humanity, and the last thing they need to do is to stop making it illegal for the regime's officials to travel abroad.
Ali, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you very much for your time today, and thank you for joining us from Paris.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, former spokesman for the Iranian parliament in exile. The book is The Iran Threat. He's the first one that warned the Western world about Iran's nuclear ambitions. This is Dateline Washington.